many organizations may like to offer their employees the option to work using their own computing devices, but security is an ongoing concern. Hey there, it's James Hilliard, and welcome to this episode of Connection Point. Today, speaking with Bob Perchiconti, a Cisco Systems engineer who focuses on borderless networks architecture. Bob is here to discuss how you can facilitate the use of employee-owned mobile devices in the workplace while keeping your system secure and your users happy and productive. And Bob, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
No, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
This idea of bring your own device, I want to start off high level. What you see it really takes from an organizational standpoint, as well as IT, to really support this BYOD idea?
To be honest with you, the biggest thing is really the acceptance of the process, right? Historically, there's been the movement to keep the inside stuff in and the outside stuff out. The users are expecting the ability to move and be more productive inside and outside. So that really is the most important aspect, is really understanding and grasping that concept and supporting it. Above and beyond that, there's a couple of important aspects to consider. It's, how you give the individuals access, your end users access in from the outside, being able to integrate with mobile devices like iPhones, iPads, laptop devices, things of that nature. And then really how you support that. How do you manage that on a day-to-day basis in terms of managing the access controls, leveraging the equipment that you have inside, and maintaining a good, secure policy that is consistent across all of your endpoints.
There are a couple of types of people that come into our organization now. It's all the employees, they're bringing their own devices. Then it's also those guests that are coming with their own devices that we might not want into certain aspects of our network. That takes us to this part of the conversation. We have to look at part of our IT infrastructure to really support BYOD. What are the areas of that infrastructure that you see key that IT needs to go back and evaluate and say, okay, we're looking at this, not up to speed, we need to upgrade. We're looking at this, looks pretty good, let's move on.
There's actually a number of aspects that need to be evaluated. Things like your ability to do wireless networking, VPN connectivity internally and externally, the switching and routing infrastructure devices that you have, what sort of identity policy management that you have in place, and how network management at a device level is handled across your enterprise or an organization as well. Some folks will need to focus on some will need to focus on all. The nice thing is, Cisco's got a number of solutions that we can use, that we can bring to bear to make that transition significantly easier and less painful.
In terms of the companies that you're out there consulting with, you see, do you find that most organizations have to do 2 to 3 of those types of upgrades? Are there more that have to do kind of all 5, or is it really just it depends?
Unfortunately, it depends. What we are seeing that because of our Cisco's commitment to backwards compatibility and long-term capital investment protection for our customers, we are finding that a lot of the devices that they've purchased in the past are capable of allowing them to implement bring-your-own-device-like capabilities into their infrastructure. There are some long-term strategic decisions that need to be made that we can help steer them in the right direction. What are your long-term goals? How can we get you to those long-term goals? And what are the extra benefits that you can get as a result of some of these decisions? And really just kind of go down the stack, this is applicable, or you just need to upgrade firmware on this and go from the top down.
Let's dive into a little bit deeper here, Bob. Some of the Cisco offerings that are helping organizations really handle this bring your own device requirement, and it kind of is a requirement these days. The companies that I talk to that are succeeding and moving forward and having that good reputation, places people want to work, are the companies that are more open these days. So what's Cisco, again, offering into the market currently that's really addressing this BYOD idea?
Well, Cisco actually offers our smart solution on bring your own device. It really takes there are four components of that kind of help address each of the items that we discussed earlier. First is wireless access. The second is network access control, who gets on, under what circumstances, and what they can do. Secure mobility, what you can get onto a network and from where and from what, and as well as network scalability, and that's looking at taking the infrastructure and being able to support more users in more different fashions. And each of those four pillars come under the Cisco umbrella of the Cisco Smart Architectures for Bring Your Own Device.
Let me ask about feedback from IT teams that have been deploying some of these Cisco products. Easy to get up to speed? Much training needed? What's been some of the feedback on that front?
Well, because of the implementation type, that will depend on quite what those requirements are. But fundamentally, the systems and architecture that we're leveraging to do BYOD implementations really is basically fundamental networking that a lot of infrastructure organizations are familiar with already. So there is some additional training in order to be to fine-tune certain aspects of it. When you look at identity services engine or policy management, there's some recommended training to go through with that. But it is not anywhere near as painful as I think most folks would believe it to be.
Let's jump into, Bob, and you kind of brought it up a little bit. What Cisco helps organizations do is kind of look at the long term. So I want to look at when someone is out there evaluating some solutions. What are some questions that they should be asking of their vendors? What's going to help them really select the right IT gear, reevaluate that network to support BYOD?
Well, there's a couple of important aspects when looking at a vendor. Predominantly it's capital investment protection. Cisco's got a long-term proven commitment to innovation as well as backwards compatibility. So devices that you purchase now are going to be supported in the long-term future. I'll give you an example, the Catalyst 6500 chassis that we sold in 2000 or 99 are still today out in the field, are still running strong, or 775,000 of them out there at least. And that is a mentality that we bring forward to the devices that even are encumbered under the umbrella of BYOD, like our Catalyst LAN switches. You look at our ISR routers, our Prime LMS, things of that nature. So long-term capital and protection is something that's going to be important. Obviously, a company's commitment to maintaining support and maintaining cutting-edge, bleeding-edge capabilities. Cisco is one of the largest R&D spends of anybody in our field, as well as looking at how this is going to help, in terms of consolidating things, single pane of glass network management through LMS Prime, consolidated policy and security management through identity services engines, the things that will help the customer take the more complex components and make it more simple, make it easier to use and easier to implement.
Hey, Bob, really appreciate the time today.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
And folks, if you are interested in exploring how BYOD can help you be more secure and productive, or if you'd like a demonstration of the Cisco BYOD solutions, either live in a customer briefing center near you or virtually in the comfort of your own office, then contact your account manager. You can also learn more at govconnection.com, or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0019 to speak to a representative. You can also send us an email. It is connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on Connection Point.